member of Menominee Nation is a tough pill, you know, because my father was in the Army. My uncles and many of our families are in the Menominee Nation. Is probably has the highest participation in the armed services of any people. And they serve at a higher level than any other ethnic group. And they're very proud of it. And that's one of the really tough things that is going on over there. You know, I think it's a tough thing, you know, for the servicemen. You know, they're serving with honor. I know I kind of talked about an analogy that maybe only a Native American could bring up, and that is that how somebody's trying to force the will on another group of people. And I says, isn't that what they did to Native Americans? So I kind of can sympathize with them. I understand, you know, I think you have to break this Iraq thing down into Saddam Hussein and the Iraqi people. And I think the intent was good to go in, but now trying to impose their will, of it, which is, I think we're kind of going beyond that. And again, I said that you know, I look back when I was raised, that we were told that we were not Native people. We're supposed, you know, you're supposed to be a U.S. citizen, and that we actually lost our status as a tribe through termination. And I think that was like in the 50s, and they give us this little $1,500 to become a citizen of the United States. And that, and then it went back into restoration. We restored it back to our original rights as the Menominee people in the, what, 70s or 80s, approximately around there. It's kind of odd because they said, oh, you know, legally that I was born a Menominee, then I was no longer Menominee. Now I go back because they classified me as Menominee. I said, I thought I was the same person all the way through here. So, again, that's one of the analogies I look at. You know, again, I try to look at what's going on and trying to find what's good, what's bad. My kids may want to go into the services. I've had students. I got friends. My cousin was killed in Vietnam. We've had five people killed in Vietnam that, you know, that were over there, and we have a lot of people served, and I says, I'm a big supporter of, you know, I haven't served, you know, in the military, but I'm a big supporter of, you know, of our veterans and stuff. But I do see that if we separate between Saddam Hussein and Iraqi people, I look at, you know, this is kind of a very similar situation that they, you know, again, I think you hear about the word cleansing of the ideologies of, you know, again, everybody wants us to be the typical, you know, and so losing identity, you can't. And I don't know what that will mean. When I look at that, we have a instructor here that's from Middle East. I won't give him. And their fights are religious fights. And these have been gone on for thousands and thousands of years. Now how can we come up and solve this? And they can't solve it because that's the way it is over there. I mean, and, you know, I'm sure they come over here and we fight. You know, again, do they want us to drop our way of life? And so I kind of put myself in. I said, it's kind of a tough thing to. No, what do we like to do? Are we talking about at some point, oh, you'd like to take over Cuba, or you'd like to take over all these other countries, you want to, you know, extend the boundaries of the, you know, USA? But the will of the people still have to have that right. So I don't care where they are. Do we have the right as a nation? You know, there's still racism here. I still feel, you know, I still, you know, indirectly. So I know, I at that point, I think of our homeless. I think of our people that have gone without. You know, and I've got five kids. I've got nine grandkids. And there's nothing worse than to see kids that don't have, you know, things, the basic necessities. You know, I know we have a lot here. You know, this is very high poverty rate here on the reservation, very high. There's a lot of people that have what we call multiple family units. A child might be raised by mom or a dad or a grandparent or uncle or something like that, or you might have two or three families together. You know, so there's a lot of these little elements missing in life, and it's really tough to see a lot of this go on, you know, the hurt and stuff, you know. And when I look over there, I see the hurt of these kids, you know, that are walking because they lose an arm because of landmines, because of the fighting and the warring. And I says, you know, at what price do we put people through? You know, at what price is this? You know, and it's tough. I think we're in a bad situation with a no-win situation. It is just a, you know, what do we lose? 200 troops this month?